What will I do when there is nothing left? The universe sits near infinite. It can wait me out. It can suffocate my screens with its very existence. The ticking clocks are back. They tick at me like they always used to. Control is always an illusion. Reality is a construct. Myth is parallel with fact. What ticks me on? What will I do when all the words are written out of me? When I am just a dried up old man? If I make it that far. A husk at a typewriter. Just 6 more months, I say. Just give me 6 months. Damn you, God. Let me do something with this existence other than shit, piss, wank, fuck, burp, and explode into tiny elements of what has already been. The freeing truth is you can't. Nothing you can do will make any difference in the end, when we are all dust within a new existence. Our struggles are for seemingly nothing, but by accepting ultimate defeat, we eliminate the need for any perception of victory. The most us writers can hope for is that we will still be read when we are dead. Perseverance. Like the walking dead, I will meander to my destination. I will write down the actions of the living and the vibrant all around me. I wish I had more time to get it all down. I wish more people really saw and got it down themselves with their own style. Then I wouldn't have to write it all down. Then I could get on with living a perfectly mundane existence. But that would be giving in to the lie that is control of anything other than self. Let me start again. I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Okay? Really? That's good then. I'll just shoot my brains out for the both of us. Never lie if you don't mean it. There is a difference between being good to the people around you sometimes. Sometimes people are good to people because that's how they like to be. Sometimes people are good to people because they think it entitles them to remain in control. And I used to be one of those people. Just ask my ex-wife. Maybe not. She is too kind to ever say. This is wrong within my mind. For me, being a beautiful person does not mean the world will bend to your desires, that the juicy apples will only fall from the tree when you are hungry. Like Plath said, girls are machines that you put kindness coins in until sex falls out. Likewise, the world is not a pinball table that you slam coins into and expect to get the next high score. Time and time again, I see the most beautiful people crippled with illness, physical impediments, diseases of the flesh or spirit, and they stand or sit as best they can and greet their fellow human with compassion, empathy, and understanding. It's hard, almost painfully hard at times for them to approach this world this way, I imagine. But sometimes they do, just like the poor always giving more than they can, than the rich will ever give all they can afford. I'm not talking about fish and fishermen. The oceans are nearly empty anyway. Karma is a lie, a beautiful lie, the kind that people like to tell themselves at night. We all need these lies sometimes to keep us warm in the long, cold dark. I will never judge anyone for that. How about you?